This is Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole, with your host Sue Bushka from Bushka Retirement Solutions and Cole Bruner from Bushka Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Sue and Cole provide their clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here with the financial information you need are Sue and Cole.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. My name is Cole Bruner from Bushka Wealth Management, and this week I am only joined by Tony Shore, our lovely radio host. All of my sub-advisors and as well as my mom were unable to make it today for today's recording, but we did not want to have to run a rerun, so Tony and I are going to take the show over by ourselves today.
Awesome.
Yeah. Now, listeners, if at any time, as usual, you want to get a little bit more information about what we're talking about today, feel free to give us a call at 715-355-4445 or visit the website retirewithbushka.com. While you're at the website, don't forget to check out the radio page as well as the TV show page. You can check out some of our past shows. And on the radio show page, you can subscribe to the program on your favorite podcast outlet. Now that the 2024 presidential primary season has started, many people are turning their attention to what the outcome of this November's election may mean for their finances. In fact, an Investopedia article entitled "Investors' Election Year Worries Could Be Overblown, Experts Say," notes that its own survey determined that 61% of investors who responded said that they were concerned that the outcome's election will have negative ramifications for their portfolios. Now, the article does have a lot more information that I'm really eager to share as we discuss some of the myths and realities about what election outcomes mean for your money. But before we get into that timely topic, let's make sure to introduce Tony, who is here with us this morning, who has, of course, long secured my vote for the best co-host in the business.
Well, thank you for that easiest vote I've ever got. I didn't even have to spend a penny on advertising, so that's a good deal for me. But no, thanks for having me on the show. And no Sue, no Kaylee today.
That's right.
It's just
Lone Rangers over here.
Yeah, you're the host, and I'm the co-host today. I'm looking forward though to this topic. It is an interesting one. That's for sure. And, you know, if you watch any TV news, you know, from Fox to MSNBC, they're all the sky is falling. If your candidate doesn't get elected, the world will end.
Right.
So let's see if, you know, the stock market, you better pull all your money out. It'll crash. So we need to see the reality because, you know, the media is such doom and gloom most of the time. You know?
Well, Tony, you know, fear sells, you know, and that's really what it boils down to in today's, you know, and I hate to say that, but that really is what media is all about. You know, media sells advertising and advertisers want viewers. And the best way to keep your viewers is to, you know, to breed that fear. And unfortunately, that's kind of what our, you know, what our media has become, unfortunately. And so you do have to take everything you hear with a grain of salt. You really do.
Yeah.
And to kick off, I think we should dive a little deeper into that article. You know, election anxiety significantly outpaced concerns about both continued conflict in the Middle East and a possible recession. Now, interestingly, the article cites a nationwide survey that found that 68% of Republican investors, think that the election's outcome will have an immediate and direct impact on their finances, while just 57% of Democratic investors think it will. Now, yet, while it's perfectly understandable that investors and savers will feel anxious during election season, historical trends suggest that there may be very little reason to be concerned. Now, moreover, while the past isn't always a good predictor of the future, data suggests that investors should feel optimistic about what our upcoming election may mean for their bottom line.
Yeah, and people are always concerned, what does it mean for my situation, for the market? So it sounds like investors should not be worried about the election. They also might be excited about it. Now you have me intrigued. Let me hear what's going on out there.
Well, Tony, let's do some financial history 101. Data tells us that markets have generally risen during presidential election years. In fact, the S&P has shown positive returns in 20 of the past 24 election years, going back to 1928. Now, that's growth in just over 83% of presidential election years during that 96-year stretch. Now, as for the average return during those 11 years, it was 11.58%, which is higher than the S&P 500's average return of 9.81% for every year since 1928. Now, this suggests that while election years will always be a big news story, after all, we're choosing the leader of the free world, elections have historically had modest bearing on the economy and markets. Now, the article quotes a financial services professional who shares an opinion that investors shouldn't make big portfolio decisions because of the bluster and noise of an election season. Instead, be mindful, be prudent, and perhaps most importantly of all, stick to your financial strategy.
And that's always good advice, Cole. But what really shocks me here is that statistic that the S&P has shown positive returns in 20 of the past 24 presidential election years, going all the way back to 1928. So in the majority of presidential election years, the market has ended up positive. And not only has it been positive, it's the average is 11.58%. That's amazing. I mean,
yeah.
I think that's exactly the opposite of what a lot of people might be thinking. But all of this is another reason to work with a financial professional. Don't let your emotions derail your financial strategy. Reach out to Cole and your team there. I know you'd be happy to talk to our listeners and evaluate where they're at.
Oh, absolutely, Tony. And that's a great point. Now, the article also quotes strategists from the New York Life Investments who are urging investors to expect our upcoming election to bring with it plenty of splashy headlines, but to ignore it because all that breathless hyperbole rarely translates to economic impacts or shifting market outcomes. Instead, maintaining focus on things like the fundamentals of elevated interest rates, moderating inflation, and recovering profits should empower long-term diversified portfolios to continue moving towards the investors' long-term goals with confidence.
Yeah, it reminds me of that common British expression, steady on, right? When it comes to our finances, we should all stay steady on and not get distracted by what history suggests isn't going to matter much.
Exactly, Tony. That couldn't be more right. Now, let's add a critical note here. The articles that I've been reading about economic impacts of the 2024 election mention markets and investing throughout, and therefore, you're going to hear those words often during our show today. But we don't have an adequate time in a 30-minute show to fully address all the rules, regulations, pluses, minuses, and nuances that come with investing. And let me tell you, there are a lot of them. Now, investing, if investing is part of your financial strategy, both today and in your retirement, it is, in my opinion, absolutely essential to work closely with a financial services professional that has your best interests in mind. Investing can be rewarding, but it can also be risky. So make sure that you have someone in your corner who can offer experience, guidance, and most importantly, a bit of cool-headedness.
Yeah. Yeah, that emotion, if you're a professional, you're going to tell people what they need to hear, not what they want to hear. You don't have that same emotional attachment that they do. You're not going to make emotional decisions or tell them to do emotional things with their money, only things that make sense. And I know we have a lot more to go today, but give us a quick rundown of some of the things that have jumped out at you, Cole. Well, you've been researching the economic impact of presidential elections.
Definitely. Now, first, there's no evidence-based correlation between the political party holding the presidency and stock market returns. No matter how much you may support one party and fear the other, the data suggests companies typically find ways to make money and produce positive returns. Now, second, the stock market has been consistently and predictably positive since 1926, with only blips being the Great Depression in the 1930s, the tech bubble burst in the early 2000s, and, of course, the great financial crisis that ran from 2007 to 2009. And third, your behavior, not elections, are far more likely to determine your portfolio's overall performance.
Yeah, I like that. That's important to note. Your behavior and not election results are going to impact your portfolio. So that's important to note. Now, let's take a quick break here. But before we do, Cole, let our listeners out there know how they can get a second opinion on where they're at and get a consultation.
Absolutely, Tony. Listeners can visit our website at retirewithbushka.com, or they can call our office at 715-355-4445 to discuss how we might be able to answer your questions and address your concerns about your current financial strategy and your retirement plan.
All right, and listeners, stay tuned. We're going to be right back with more of Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole right after this.
When you think of a puzzle, what would you say is the most important piece? A corner? A side piece? I would argue the most important piece of a puzzle is the picture on the box, and the same can be said for your retirement. Cole Bruner and Sue Bushka from Bushka Retirement Solutions would love to show you your retirement picture. For more information, call 715-355-4445 or visit their website at retirewithbushka.com.
Welcome back to Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore, and our host today is Cole Bruner. Now, Cole, this has been a great show. We're missing Sue or Kaylee today, but you've been doing a great job because we've got a timely and very interesting topic. What do you have for us next? What's next on the agenda?
Well, Tony, I think we should continue analyzing the historical reality of the economic impact of presidential elections and the results by next considering a nationwide article entitled Nearly Half of Investors Believe the 2024 Election Will Have a Bigger Impact on Portfolios Than Market Performance. Now, while that headline is admittedly a mouthful, it has some insights and some data that I found really interesting, actually. There was a joint study done between the Nationwide Retirement Institute and Advisor Authority that found that 45% of investors think the outcome of November's election will have a larger impact on their retirement and their goals and their portfolios than overall market performance. Now, additionally, because of pervasive pessimism about what election results mean for retirement planning, study respondents noted anxiety about the potential of new policies and opposing party rule on the overall U.S. economy. More specifically, 32% of investors said they think the economy will tank within 12 months after this year's election if their preferred candidate doesn't win. Now, meanwhile, 31% think if the party they don't support wins November 5th, their financial future performance will be negatively affected. And lastly, 31% of respondents shared their belief that taxes will rise within a year after the election if their party isn't in the White House.
Yeah, and it's interesting. The data you've shared with us so far makes it clear that many of these fears are somewhat, if not entirely, overblown. I guess it's just human nature to worry about things like our finances, regardless of what the data tells us.
Absolutely. We are emotional beings, after all, Tony.
Yep.
Now, Nationwide also determined that older investors are the most anxious because of the understandable fear that a poor choice or unexpected development close to retirement could have ramifications for their quality of life during their retirement. Now, when it comes to investors who are close to retirement or roughly between the ages of 55 and 65, 50% are concerned about the potential of a recession, while just 41% of investors overall are worried about a recession. Also, inflation concerns reveal something similar, with 66% of both retirees and near retirees expressing concern as compared to 61% of overall investors.
Well, I'm not quite there yet, but I can certainly empathize with people who are close to retirement and may feel even more anxiety about economic factors that are largely out of their control. I really do sympathize with them.
Absolutely, Tony. I completely agree with that. Now, election-based economic anxiety, according to the Nationwide survey, is also reshaping how some investors are thinking about spending. In terms of investors who aren't retired, what they consider the biggest long-term threat to their retirement strategies breaks down as follows. 47% cited inflation. 42% pointed to a rising cost of living, and 31% named a potential recession. To save more money, 33% of investors plan to reduce unnecessary expenses like travel and shopping during the next 12 months. And 25% of non-retired investors are considering working longer than they'd originally anticipated to save more money for retirement. Yet, in the face of the data that suggests a significant amount of economic anxiety, the survey did uncover some hopeful signs. Fear of recession, while still at a high at 80%, are down slightly from last year's 85%. And 40% of all investors and 32% of pre-retiree investors reported feeling optimistic about the economic outlook during the next 12 months.
Well, and my reaction to what we've learned so far today is that no matter how much data is out there to suggest investors shouldn't worry, investors are still going to worry. Right.
Absolutely. Yep. You are completely accurate in that statement, Tony.
And I'm guilty of that as well. So
lots of people are. You're not alone. Trust me. Now, to that very point, a Fidelity article entitled Election 2024 Anticipating the Market Impact urges people to not overreact to campaign promises from either candidate. As the article notes, the historical record is pretty clear that there's a vast gulf between what a candidate proposes while campaigning and what that candidate is able to deliver if they actually win. Now, in fact, the article quotes an institutional portfolio manager who goes so far to say it's exceedingly rare for a candidate to deliver on everything they've proposed prior to an election. Remember, a president doesn't craft legislation alone. Both the Senate and the House draft legislation, and that legislation must be passed by both chambers before it arrives on a president's desk for a signature or a veto.
We should probably take a moment to let our listeners know once again how they can set up that no charge, no obligation consultation to either get a financial plan in place or get a second opinion on where they're at. Maybe see, are there any adjustments I should make in case there are big market corrections or ups and downs?
Absolutely, Tony. They can give us a call for a second opinion scheduled review anytime by calling 715-355-4445 or visiting us online at retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com. And don't forget that those consultations are no cost and absolutely no obligation.
All right. Well, listeners, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole.
Do you feel prepared for retirement? Cole Bruner and Sue Bushka work to help people navigate the uncertainties of retirement strategies. If you would like help understanding complex topics like Social Security, tax deferral, or growing your nest egg, visit their website at retirewithbushka.com or give their office a call at 715-355-4445.
Welcome back to Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore, and I'm here with Cole Bruner. Cole, great show so far today. You've been analyzing how investors operate under the assumption that the results of November's presidential election can affect their portfolio and savings. Yet historical data since 1928 shows elections have very little impact on the market and the economy. What's in tap for our final segment today?
Well, Tony, I think we should continue looking at how emotions can sometimes push people to make economic decisions that data and history suggest that they shouldn't. A CNBC article entitled Here Are Three Tips Every Young Investor Should Follow to Avoid Emotion-Based Investing has some useful information here. Though, let me add that the word young doesn't need to be in the article's headline because this is good information for any investor. Now, it first suggests preparing yourself for ups and downs in the market, which are, of course, inevitable. In some cases, market fluctuations will be all too real, like those that we experienced during the height of COVID-19. And in other cases, market volatility will be more imagined than real, as is the case with today's theme, that markets have minimal reaction to the outcome of presidential elections.
Ah, yeah, that's a good point. Now, I think it's important to note, as you've noted throughout today's show, if the election is giving you economic anxiety, work with a financial professional to crunch that data, analyze historical trends, and review your financial strategy. You know, it all comes down to what your personal situation is and crunching the data, looking at the actual numbers.
Absolutely, Tony. You couldn't be more right there. Now, let's hypothetically assume that the results of November's election buck historical trends and cause a significant market dip. Again, history suggests that this is very unlikely, so this is just an interesting what if. It's important to consider that the market may rise just as fast as it falls. Therefore, as the article explains, keeping your money invested during market volatility may keep your cash growing over the years. Once you've put some of your assets in the market, keep reminding yourself that market volatility is simply the cost of doing business. Stick to your long-term game plan and don't get distracted by chatter about presidential elections or the market's normal ebbs and flows.
Right. And you mentioned myth and reality at the top of the show. And I'll make a confession here. If you'd asked me before the show if the results of the presidential elections have a quick or significant impact on the economy, I would have guessed yes, they do. But to your point about the importance of controlling our emotions, especially regarding our finances, a rundown of the data shows my guess would have been wrong. So don't guess is the message here, right?
right, exactly. Yep, do your research. Now, another way to avoid the potential of overly emotional decision-making during times of economic uncertainty is to discuss index funds with your financial services professional. Movies and TV shows often glamorize the idea of getting a red-hot stock tip and then turning that into a buy-low, sell-high scenario where you walk away with an overflowing pot of money, of course. But that's really rare in reality. The odds of turning a few thousand bucks into a couple million are overwhelmingly stacked against you. A strategy that seeks to outsmart the market is often no strategy at all. Just as you shouldn't get caught up in the hype of presidential elections, don't get caught up in chasing quick riches in the market. A better move, in my opinion, is to work with your financial services professional to build a strategy with broadly diversified funds and to recognize that in most cases, the idea that there's a secret recipe for choosing individual stocks that vastly outperform the market is often nothing but a fantasy.
Well, yeah, I suppose for me, the main reason I work with yourself is that, well, you know me and my goals. You're not emotionally attached to my finances like I am. And that means I'm getting advice that's driven by data and historical trends, right?
Absolutely. That's exactly right, Tony. Now, the next way that you may be able to avoid falling victim to making overly emotional decisions during time periods of economic uncertainty is to only check your portfolio balance once a year. And yes, I know many of you are listening right now and just yelled, once a year, you can't be serious. But really, the article makes a pretty strong case that checking your portfolio only once a year may make it easier to avoid the temptation to make changes during economic volatility that may end up being short-lived. Now, while suggesting you should only check your portfolio annually may be a bit over the top, the point is you should not become obsessed with it. If nothing else, I hope your biggest takeaway today is that there's real power in relying on data and historical trends rather than your emotions or gut instincts. Presidential election years occur every 4 years, whether we like it or not, and the data is clear that the winner of those elections is probably not going to change your portfolio much. Building the kind of savings and retirement income you need to achieve your retirement income goals comes down to trust and patience. No matter how chaotic the presidential election seems in, say, mid-October, trust that the financial strategy that you and your financial services professional have built is going to be able to handle whatever comes. and in time periods of economic uncertainty or volatility, have the patience to stick with your strategy and to not make changes that you later regret. Now, that's not to take anything away from getting a second opinion during those time periods. That's completely fine. But don't go into your portfolio yourself and start making emotional decisions without the guidance of a financial professional.
Yeah, and I mean, it comes down to what you've talked about a lot in our previous shows, and that's the importance of planning, the importance of having a written plan in place. That way you don't have to worry about market volatility or a market correction or something here and there, because you know you have actively managed money that is invested, and you have a plan, and you don't have all your money in one place. At least if a clients of yours don't have to worry about that,
right?
Because that's their situation. And for our listeners out there who aren't already working with your clients, they just need to sleep well at night and not worry about an election affecting their finances or a market drop, the volatility of the market. What they need is a solid plan where they're diversified, there's balance, and they have actively managed plans. If things change, you're making adjustments, right?
Absolutely. That's exactly right, Tony. Yep. And that's, I mean, if you don't feel like you have that right now within your portfolio, then maybe it's a good time to get a second opinion from another financial services professional. You know, there's not one financial professional that meets every single client's needs. And sometimes it does warrant a change in advisor. So if you're considering thinking about a second opinion, or maybe you have not yet established a relationship with a financial professional, now's a great time to give us a call. Meet with one of our highly skilled advisors, get that second opinion, and make the decision for yourself if you think the services that we provide could be aligned with your long-term goals.
All right. Well, I think that's great. And we're almost out of time for today's show, Cole. It's been a good one. And I want to encourage our listeners one more time to pick up the phone, give you a call, set up that no charge, no obligation consultation, get your finances in order. Cole, what's the phone number and web address one more time before we go?
Absolutely, Tony. It's 715-355-4445, or they can visit retirewithbushka.com to schedule that no-cost, no-obligation consultation in either our WASA office, our Eau Claire office, or virtually if that works better for them.
All right, that sounds great. And listeners, thanks for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. Thank you for listening to Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Sue and Cole at Bushka Retirement Solutions and Bushka Wealth Management. Call 715-355-4445 or visit them online at retirewithbushka.com. Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Wisconsin. Insurance products and services are offered through Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, and Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. are affiliated companies.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.